At the General Assembly, lawmakers are getting close to finalizing a bill outlining the future of Duke Energy's 33 coal ash ponds. Lawmakers have been looking into the situation since February, when 39,000 tons of ash leaked from one pond and coated the Dan River with gray sludge. Jorge Valencia reports from our Capitol Bureau.
This issue, 100 million tons of coal ash in ponds across the state, has been slowly growing over the past century. Utility companies burned coal to generate electricity, cooled off the ashes by mixing them with water, and dumped them into unlined ponds.
What we're realizing is while it may have worked fine during that time limit, it is not a permanent solution to dealing with coal ash.
Representative Ruth Samuelson, a Republican from Mecklenburg County, addressed the House of Representatives yesterday.
And so what you have before you is a plan, the only one of its kind in the nation, that is going to begin to do something that no one has done yet.
This new plan is similar to one the Senate approved last week. It requires Duke Energy to close all ponds within 15 years. And it sets up a commission of 9 people who will decide in which order Duke cleans up the ponds and how to clean them. In the highest risk ones, Duke would have to move all ash elsewhere. In the lowest risk, the company could cover some or all of the ash with dirt and monitor it for groundwater contamination. There are 4 sites already slated to be handled within 5 years. But during Wednesday's debate, some representatives wanted ponds in or near their districts prioritized too.
This amendment just adds the Buckstream station to the high priority list.
I would like to add the Lee Power plant to those that are being highly classified.
But the Cape Fear plant, it sits right by the Cape Fear River.
None were moved to the top, but Representative Rick Glazier's amendment for the Cape Fear site got the most debate, in part because it sits near the water supply for much of eastern North Carolina.
It has already had several discharges directly into the Cape Fear River and a large one to an unnamed tributary of the Cape Fear River.
Now, I have really no doubt that Representative Glazier is right laying out the case for why Cape Fear ought to be a high-priority site.
Representative Chuck McGrady is a Republican from Henderson County and a lead bill sponsor.
But I say to you, we want the scientists and the experts to consistently make those decisions.
5 representatives asked for the sites in their backyards to be prioritized. Another asked for 29 of the 33 to be prioritized. But in the end, the House left the decisions to the panel of experts, except for the 4 originally singled out. Dustin Chickerell Baird is with the Sierra Club of North Carolina.
Coal ash is a very local issue, and it does threaten waterways. And for communities, it's a really big deal. So it's understandable that every legislator that has a coal ash pond in or near their district wanted to clean it up because these are dirty, they're polluting, and they are dangerous.
For Duke Energy, it's a difficult proposal. A spokesman says it will be a significant challenge to comply with the 15-year timeline. The bill passed an initial vote with 85 supporting and 27 against. A second and final vote is scheduled for this morning. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.